1235 at Tiger Transit Center.
1235, I got a customer conduct and then a sleeper check. What's going on?
I got a guy on here who's really, really, really high, and he won't get off, and he pretends he's asleep, and he's not, because, you know, another bus driver just tried to, quote-unquote, wake him up, and as soon as he walked away, he started playing with his phone again. So, there we go.
Okay. Well, I don't think we have a supervisor close by, but it doesn't sound like they're in need of any medical assistance. They just don't want to get off the bus. So, take your recovery time, take your belongings with you, and we'll get a supervisor to meet up with you. If by the time you're due to depart, if that person's still on board and the supervisor's not there, continue in service, and we'll have them meet up with you en route. Because it's not, I know you're going to be done when you get to Park Road, so we'll definitely have one meet you there if they can't reach you before then, but it's not against the rules for them to sleep on the bus. I know it can be frustrating, especially when you don't have break rooms at the end of every line, but do the best you can, and we'll get someone to meet up with you and have a chat with them, okay?
Yeah, I am frustrated because I have a lot of stuff, so I guess I'll be sitting on the bus with them. Have a good night.
You as well, at 1706.